Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1622, Gary F. Farmer, DBM.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, for land lying north of Route 26, 2,820 feet northeasterly of Road 382, also known as Route 20, and to be located on 2.54 acres, more or less. Gentlemen, a week or so ago, we received a small exhibit packet, which includes a tax map, aerial photographs, and documentation from conditional use number 423. Related to this site, and that was back in 1977. That is a part of the record and has been available since May 29th. For the benefit of the commission, since it's not in the packet, I will pass down copies of the survey of the property showing the existing facility, veterinary hospital, and parking as it exists and has existed for many years. We received comments from the Office of Management and Budget. We received early in 07, January 8th, we received these comments. I'd sent a request to the Office of State Planning Coordination. And in reference to this application for the commercial zoning, and was advised that since the proposed zoning is for an existing facility, there are no plans for any additions or modifications to the site. The Office of State Planning Coordination will waive pre-application requirement for this project, which is the PLUS process. From the Department of Transportation, in the form of a support facilities report, and referencing Route 26, we are advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the existing level of service D will not change as a result of this application. And today I received a memo from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, in reference to this application, and it makes reference that the project is in a proposed or current county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, which is the Dagsboro Frankfort within the Dagsburg-Frankfort planning area.
Yeah.
The hospital will continue to use an existing septic system. The project is not capable of being annexed at this time in the county-operated sanitary sewer district. Conformity to the Dagsburg-Frankfort planning study or undertaking an amendment will be required. When the county provides central sewer service, the on-site system must be abandoned and a direct connection to the central system is mandatory, and that a concept plan is not required. And that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you.
And the chair recognizes Mr. Fuquay.
Mr. Chairman, did you want to ask the public?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. New rules. Is there anyone here with an interest in this application this evening or that might like to speak later on? Okay, I see none, but we'll ask again just to be sure. All right, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicant, Gary Farmer, who's seated here with me. This is an application to rezone his property from AR1 to CR1. The property is located on the north side of Route 26, just slightly east of Dagsboro. The property contains 2.5 acres. It's improved by a semicircular building, which is used as a veterinary hospital, also as a storage building and a fenced-in kennel area. The entrance to the property is from Route 26, and there is a paved parking lot. I did submit to you, actually, your photograph from the public notice being posted, which probably shows as clear a picture of the current property as any picture I could submit. And basically, we can see the existing condition of the property. Dr. Farmer was granted a conditional use. It was conditional use number 423 back in June of 1977 to operate his office and hospital at this site. And he has, in fact, been operating the hospital at this location for the past 31 years. And I'm going to be very brief in this presentation, but I did want to point out one historical note. If you look at the exhibit that was submitted, his conditional use planning and zoning hearing from June 9th, 1977, the board at that time were gentlemen that I remember, and I know Mr. Lank remembers, Mr. Mickey Wilson, Mr. Davis, Mr. Monroe, Mr. Smith's dad, Hugh Smith, was on the Planning Commission then, and of course Jack Allen, who you all know. Roland Erickson was the director of the Planning and Zoning Department. Mike Moore, who passed away a couple years ago, was a planner. Mr. Lank was the assistant director, as noted in the minutes, and the attorney that evening was Mr. Fuquay, who was the assistant county attorney 31 years ago, and here I am tonight, back before the Planning Commission. I don't know whether that's good or bad.
Is that a conflict, being you represented a commission at that time?
You're on the money side.
Well, no, I guess I'm glad I'm here when I actually look at some of the other options. But that was in June of 1977, and as I said, Dr. Farmer has operated this facility since then. So Dr. Farmer, as I do, we recognize that we're not going to be doing this forever, and he's trying to do a little bit of planning in connection with his business. His immediate plans are to continue the operation of his vet practice at this site, but again, for planning for the future, he does want to basically be prepared for when this business and this site maybe need to be sold or changed. So based on what has occurred in the area over the last 30 years, we believe that this request for CR1 zoning is appropriate. According to the zoning ordinance, the purpose of the CR1 district is to provide sufficient space in appropriate locations for a variety of commercial and service activities serving a wide area and located particularly along certain major roads where a general mixture of service activity now exists. That's the purpose clause from the CR zoning ordinance. Route 26, as you know, is a major road providing access from the west to basically the Ocean View, Bethany Beach, and Route 1 area. And also in this immediate area, there is a general mixture of commercial and service businesses that already exist. And if you refer to the little exhibit document that I submitted, Exhibit B shows there's two aerial photos there, which I just took from off the internet. But the first aerial photo, if you look at that, it basically, you can see the site, you can see the semicircular building, which is Dr. Farmer's site, and that is the hospital located right there. To the west of the site, you can see kind of a rectangular area, which is a trailer storage business, and that is the storage yard where the trailers are secured. To the west of that site, you'll see some buildings there, and that is the Ocean View Plumbing Office, and then they also have a storage building in connection with that business. Across from the plumbing business is Murray Motors, which is a car repair business, and I believe an old salvage yard that's located at the rear of that, at least from what I could see, and from the photographs you can see a number of cars that are parked behind that property. To the east of the Murray Motors property, there's a building there. There's a property, it's 9.5 acres, 400 feet of road frontage. It's currently for sale. It has a house, has an oversized two-bay mechanics garage, an office, and additional storage buildings. I believe that had been used in the past as an auto repair business, although it doesn't appear to be used now. If you then flip to the second aerial photograph, which is basically the same area, just from a wider view, again, you can see the site kind of in the left-hand corner. And then you'll notice on the north side of Route 26, east of the site, there's a business called the Omni Storage and Golf Cart Sales. You can see the five storage buildings that are located there, and in front of that is a retail business which sells and I believe services golf carts. Next to that is Gullsway Trailer Sales, which again is a trailer sales business. Uncle Willie's Convenience Store, which is pretty much a landmark down in that area. And next to that, again, there's a new storage area, which is the Peninsula Mini Storage, and also there's a retail business located in front of that, which from what I could tell is not yet occupied. It looks like they're just finishing that up. And then next to that is the Gullsway Campground, which is a a very well-operated and very clean seasonal trailer camp that's been located down there for a number of years, and there was an addition done to that a few years ago. And that's a campground that literally has hundreds of campsites located in there and is a very busy place in the summertime. A couple of the properties that I just mentioned are zoned commercial. The rest of the properties, I believe, are conditional uses, and some of those properties are probably non-conforming pre-existing uses that have been in that area for some time. We believe the rezoning of Dr. Farmer's property would conform his site to basically what is physically happening in the area. The site itself is located in the environmentally sensitive development area under the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which, as you know, is a designated growth area. And there is a provision in the comprehensive plan that states that the plan recognizes that additional commercial uses will be needed in the environmentally sensitive development area to serve the rapidly expanding population. This site, as was noted, currently is on an on-site septic system and well. As Lawrence read the letter from County Engineer, it is in a study area, so sewer will be coming there, but there is no immediate plans for sewer in that area. Also, as Mr. Lank stated, PLUS waived any review of this application based on the historic use of the property, and also a TIS was not required by DLDOT. And even with the proposed change of zone, the proposed traffic impact would not change the level of service as the site. As I stated, Dr. Farmer's basically been operating this site for approximately 30 years. He currently plans to continue it as it has operated. The area has developed piece by piece as a commercial area. The rezoning will effectively zone the property to what we believe is its appropriate and historic zoning category and give Dr. Farmer some basically security in the sense of selling the property, hopefully someday to another vet or, if not, to another use. The size of the property being 2.5 acres, to some extent, effectually controls the type of use that would eventually occur there. Obviously, it's not going to be a large, big shopping center or anything like that because it is 2.5 acres. On page 2 of that, the handout that was given that has a picture on it, there are some proposed findings on there for your consideration. And this application is pretty straightforward. That's basically it, and we'd be happy to try to answer any questions you have.
All right, sir. We thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Fuquay, you are satisfied in what you provided with the commission that this site does have a degree of compatibility with the surrounding areas that I believe I heard you say are both some commercial and some conditional uses.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons for that is several of the uses in that area, although they are conditional uses, would only be permitted in a CR, what is now the CR district. They actually wouldn't be permitted in a B1 district. And Lawrence, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that the boat and the trailer storage and warehousing and auto sales, things of that nature, would not be permitted in B1. They would have to be in a commercial district.
That's correct.
Okay. So even though some of those properties are conditional uses, they're really commercial. They're really uses that would only be permitted in the commercial zone. So we think that this would be compatible with what's near us.
Thank you. And while the present use at this point is not deemed to have changed, correct me if I'm wrong, if that use were to change in the future and this application were approved, would have to be developed in compliance with the environmental least sensitive development guidelines that would be in place at that time.
Of course, if this is rezoned by the county, it'll change the zoning for the site. If in the future another business or activity was to be placed on the site involving new construction, that would require coming back to the Planning Commission for site plan review and probably a new entrance from DLDOT and whatever other regulatory requirements apply to it.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I noticed in this, from your photographs, it did seem to be your aerials, while it showed a lot of development in the area, did show a conspicuous absence of stormwater management ponds. So I'm guessing that you know, that your applicant does know the 2.5 acres. If he does something different, that there may be some requirements DLDOT would put on insofar as turn lanes, traffic control measures, and stormwater management.
Yeah, and I'm being perfectly honest with you, I don't think Dr. Farmer is going to be doing anything as far as developing the property. It will be at some point in time when he sells it and his business ceases.
Understood. And so, with that said, you don't you testified that you don't see this as having a negative impact on the neighboring, and that you will be providing continuing to provide services that clearly have a need now.
Correct.
As well as what they may be in the future.
Right. The rezoning obviously makes the existing use, rather than a conditional use, it becomes a permitted use under the CR zoning. But again, it's really I don't want to say a hedge for the future. It's really planning for the future when whatever use may go in there would be something that's permitted in the commercial zone. Again, if I try to describe what's down there, and again, I know you're very familiar with the area. You ride through there all the time. You know, there's a lot of commercial activity that is in that immediate area.
Thank you. No.
All right, Mr. Courtney.
No questions.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Fuqua, I understand you were the county attorney 31 years ago, and I don't know about back then, but in present day with the commission, we're not too inclined to do speculative rezoning.
Yeah, and I do understand that, and the you know, the reality of it is that, and I really mean this, the reality of it is that when you've invested 31 years in a property, and Dr. Farmer has operated the site since then, let's put it this way, it's not getting easier to get things done from a regulatory point of view. And any business, and as you well know, needs planning. You have to plan for the future. If you don't, then the future is going to do to you whatever it's going to do. So rather than wait for the need to seek some type of rezoning, and just as an example, again, as we know, if something happened to Dr. Farmer and he needed to sell this and he needed to change the zone, well, right off the bat, it would take about 18 months just to get to a hearing, which is a very significant period of time. And I certainly understand that to come in with speculative zoning with no plan is not the norm, and it's not something that the Planning Commission is generally very receptive to. But I think under these circumstances, again, with the physical makeup of what's in that area, and particularly the nature of those businesses in the area being, you know, car repair and storage yards, that under these circumstances, I think it's more appropriate than what you normally deal with.
So maybe a more tolerable word would be proactive than speculative.
Proactive is a very good word to use, yes.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Lang.
No question.
Mr. Gouts. No additional questions. Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
No questions.
All right, then. We thank you, Mr. Fuqua. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you, John.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1622, Gary F. Farmer, DVM? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1622? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Smith? We're good? Okay. All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
I think I'll call.